Sarah. Can I help you?
Hi, is Sarah there?
Yes, this is her.
Oh, hi, Sarah. This is Straw with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. So I just got your registration here, and you would like us for us to go over our working capital program with you.
Yes.
Is this a good time to chat?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I'll answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Okay. What is the legal name for your business?
Zack, Z-A-C-K.
Uh-huh.
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, Logging, L-O-G-G-I-N-G, and it's an LLC.
LLC? Okay. And is that also your DBA name?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Martin. And let's see, LLC. And is your billing address still the 325 Highway A?
Yes.
Okay. And is that the same thing for the business address, the physical address?
Yeah, I just work from home.
Oh, okay, okay. Cool. Are you the 100% owner over there?
No, me and my husband own.
Nice. 50-50?
Yes.
Nice. Okay. And is he Zach Martin? I'm just...
Yes.
Zach. I'm just guessing. Okay. Alrighty. And how long have you guys been in business for?
We have been in business since 2010. Our LLC, we were new to all of that stuff, so we didn't start our LLC till 2013. But we bought our first machine and started our business in 2000. Well, I guess it was January of 2011.
Oh, okay, okay. So you guys have been in business since 2010. Became an LLC in 2013.
Yeah.
What were you guys before that? Like a sole prop?
We just didn't have an LLC. We were just basically running a small business. Basically, we just didn't have any legal paperwork or anything drawn up until 2013. So.
Okay, okay. Okay, I'm just putting notes. Okay. Alrighty. Cool. So we have a lot of different programs over here. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. We are basically just looking to upgrade some of our equipment and
okay.
just have some working capital sitting in the bank. We do
okay.
a lot of – the way our business works is we pay our landowners 50% of what we make. And so, you know, sometimes we just run into, you know, if we have a major breakdown, you know, that's $10,000-$15,000 on one of our machines,
mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of gets us to where, you know, we don't have as big as working capital as we'd like to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just basically just kind of cover our bases, you know,
mm-hmm.
If some major breakdown was to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We have some really awesome crew members. We carry, you know, we're fully insured, and we take all the precautions that we need to maintain a really good reputation around here. So.
Okay, that's good. What is your main, what is it that you guys do exactly there? Like, can you tell me, like, a little bit of, like,
mm-hmm.
your kind of, like, day-to-day operation?
Yeah, so my husband and all the crew members, we have two machines, they're called skidders.
Skidders?
Skidders. And the two machines, and then we have two guys that go and cut with chainsaws. And so they basically cut the
mm-hmm.
trees, and then the skidder driver and the skidder, they pull the trees to what is called a landing. And it just lets them be able to cut the trees into the specific log requirements. And then we
mm-hmm.
also have trucks that haul the logs out of the landowner's property into the different types of sawmills. And so, that's pretty much it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so do you, so basically let's just say you do residential, like, log cutting.
Yeah, we do private owned logging, yes.
Oh, okay. Do you guys get to sell the wood afterward, or
what
do anything with it?
What we do is we take it out by a load, and there's usually about 5,000 board foot per load. And so each load goes to a specific sawmill that wants those types of logs. You know, there's white oak, there's walnut, there's, you know, saw logs. So there's different, I guess you could call them, just different sawmills that, you know,
for different type of wood.
So we basically sell it to them, and we get one lump sum for all the logs that we sell, and then I pay the landowner 50%. So automatically 50% of, you know, our income, it pays the landowner for those logs. So, and then all the expense and everything comes out of, and payroll and things, and breakdown comes out of our 50%.
Okay. That's kind of cool. It's different. And then, let's see here. So, for the equipment, are you looking to replace them with upgraded equipment?
We're basically looking to trade up and put a little boot with it, and just to get a little bit better machines out there. They're always coming out with new machines. We don't want anything brand new. I mean, we're not going to spend tons and tons of money, but we would like to, you know, our machines are worth quite a bit of money, and we would like to put, you know, $20,000-$30,000 with each machine, and then that would allow us to have, the landowners like to have, you know, good quality working machines, you know, to ensure that, you know, the best job is going to be done, so.
Yeah, of course, and, I mean, wood is worth a lot, too.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then do you already have a vendor that you're looking to buy the upgraded equipment from?
We haven't. We haven't really discussed it further than we just wanted to see if, you know, if we would be able to be approved for something and then go from there.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. So it would be either, do you have like maybe a ballpark amount of what it would cost in total?
Like I said, to have a little bit of working capital just sitting, you know, basically in there for, you know, breakdowns, we would probably be just around the ballpark of like $65,000. Like, I mean, we don't need, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars,
right.
But that would allow us to put a little bit of money with each machine and do an upgrade and then have working capital sitting in the bank.
Okay, so $60,000 working capital, and so basically you don't want to, understand here. So you don't want to see if you would be qualified for equipment financing itself. You want to see what you can be qualified for working capital and then go from there and then see the upgrading to pay the extra to the vendor, whoever it is that you decide to upgrade from.
Yeah, that would be better because, like I said, I mean, he doesn't even have any machines in mind or anything like that, and it's quite a process. A lot of times you have to drive, you know, 10, 15 hours just to look at the machines. Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry. I had to come in.
No problem. Okay. What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Hang on. I can pull it up here. My tax lady was really far behind, so she had to do an extension. So I don't have my actual taxes, but let me pull up our profit and loss here.
Okay.
Sorry, my computer's being.
How's sales going this year?
Really good. We are, my husband and I just, in November, we signed a contract on 3,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
Which will potentially, it has enough work for over 2 years with two machines on that.
That's good.
We also have about another year's worth of work that we have a smaller machine that does like some small stuff, and it's well over a year behind as is about a year and a half. Our other two machines are about a year and a half behind. So we have contracts already set up with some landowners. We basically, we go from one job to the other. So when one job's finished, I make sure that we have another, the next job up. So
That's good. So you guys have a lot of work lined up.
Yes, there's never any downtime, and we always, they work all year around. Matter of fact, my guys prefer the winter.
Oh, really?
It's not so hot.
Well, do you guys snow at all over there?
Yeah, we get snow, but it's usually not horrid. I mean, it's not, you know, 10, 15 inches. You know, we usually get around, you know, 2 or 3 inches, and that's a big snow for us. So.
Oh, okay. That's good. So you guys aren't east enough then.
Yeah, we're
to get that bad part of it.
we really have good seasons around here, and our guys depend on us, and
yeah.
Okay. Sales, basically what we deposit is $1,622,084.72 was our sales for last year.
Nice. Pretty good. Sounds like this year's going to track either the same or better.
Yeah, this year will be, if not better. With the 3,000 acres that we signed on November, that just really that was quite a life-changing job. So.
Yeah. So basically right now you're just like making sure everything is going to be okay going into this big job.
Yes. Yeah. We just want to make sure that we have enough working capital. You know, like I said, I pay the landowners every single week. So what was called from the week before, I always have to make sure to have, you know, their 50% that day before. So sometimes, like I said, you know, if we have a $10,000 or $15,000 breakdown, you don't ever want to try to use the landowner's money because it's obviously not yours. But, you know, sometimes you run into, you know, you have to, you know, a couple thousand from that if you're trying to bounce back, you know. Not that it's ever an, you know, a huge issue. We just basically want to cover our bases.
Yeah, understand. Okay, and have you had a working capital before?
Yes.
Okay. When was that? And do you remember who it was with?
Fora Financial.
Okay. Do you guys pay that one off already, or are you guys still paying on it?
We do the daily payment.
Uh-huh.
And we have actually had it, and then we've paid it like 70% down. And then we just kind of go back up. It's supposed to just basically help our business, they said. Mm. So we just kind of borrow and pay it off and borrow and pay it off. So it's kind of like a line of credit type of thing.
Yeah, that's how our works too, is basically after you pay off, like, I think like 33%, like a third of your way into your loan. If you want more money, you can let us know. There's no prepayment penalty either. So if you have like a big chunk of money, you want to pay it off so you can get some discount on the interest, you can do that too. So it's kind of like a line of credit, like a revolving line of credit, but it works differently because you can't write checks from it. Yeah. Okay. So are you're still... you still have a balance with them right now?
We do, yeah.
Okay. Do you know what your balance is?
I think it's $46,000.
$46,000. Okay. And what's the daily payment you have with them?
$562.
Okay. Oh, so you don't have too much longer on it?
No.
Okay. And, you know, obviously you guys have, like, a good relationship with them already. Mm-hmm. Did you go to them to see if they were able to get you more money this time around? Or you just kind of have, like, you want to see you?
Back in January. So we basically, we had such a good relationship with them. They mm-hmm. allowed us to basically double what we had did before.
Oh, nice.
So we had paid it down so much, and then we doubled it. And then so it paid some, it paid like what extra was still there, like what we still owed, mm-hmm. and then it gave us more money. So basically
okay.
they said it was like help our business standings.
Oh, that's
just
good.
Just to kind of have that available.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, we just have a lot going on. So, you know, we have 3 machines and 2 trucks and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that may seem like a lot of money these days, but it's really not whenever you put a machine in the shop or if you put a truck in the shop, you know?
yeah, I know. You know, it's out of commission, so you're losing the money on that. Plus, you got to add the extra money on it just to get it repaired.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Yeah. Have you thought of ever just replacing it? It sounds like, you know, you run into issues with your current machines a lot.
Well, we have before. So we've done upgrades before, and we've just basically done it out of our pocket. So...
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you know, that's why we would like to look for you know, better machines that no matter what, mm-hmm. you're always going to have breakdowns unless it's a brand new machine. So
mm-hmm.
and the brand new machines that come by now for logging run mm-hmm. about $250,000. So
oh wow,
we don't have anything like that, and we don't need anything like that. But
yeah, how often do they break down? Just once in a while, or like
probably every. I mean, we could probably. There's probably breakdowns at least once a month. I mean,
oh,
honestly,
geez.
But it's not, most of the time it's not huge breakdowns, you know, mm-hmm. just like little, like an injector pump that makes the fuel, you know, go
mm-hmm.
through, you know, just things like that, you know.
Little trivial stuff like that.
Yeah, it just still costs downtime, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So our working capital works similar to the Fora that you have right now.
Okay.
It's... we have daily, weekly, and monthly options. Just depends
okay.
on what you qualify for, but we do have all 3 options.
Okay.
And then our terms range from 3 months to 3 years, and then anything in between.
Okay.
And it's the same thing where we deposit the money straight into your account, and then it's and you can use it for whatever you need it for.
Hmm.
And then we just do a automatic ACH out of your
right.
account for whatever terms it is that you
right.
Get from
okay.
us.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then, how soon do you need the money? Because the thing is, it doesn't sound like you have these things that might break down that you need the money for. And then the thing is, once we deposit the money into your account, you are going to be paying the interest right away. So I just want
right.
to make sure, you know, I get you the best deal and the best terms for your business needs. So
Within, I mean, a week would be ideal, just so we can get the ball on the going. So
okay, sounds good. So I can definitely do that for you. I'll send over the application to you. It's just the 1-page app. I need 6 months of most recent bank statement.
Okay.
And then when your customers pay you, do they? Actually, you pay them, huh?
Yes, we pay the landowners. Yes.
Oh, okay. So there's no credit card processing at all.
No, we
then.
Don't do anything with credit cards, no.
Okay. And then I'll just need the most recent tax return. And then if you have the extension paperwork with you, too, you can send it over with the 2014.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and then,
with the 2015, I don't have any paperwork on it, but I have my profit and loss statement that I turned into my accountant. Could I send that? Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Just
okay.
send that along with the 2014 tax return.
Okay.
And then if you could also send over, like, the first page of the, I don't know if you still have the loan contract with Fora.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Okay. I just need the first page of it, just because for other working capital, if you have other working capital loans out right now, we just have to see the paperwork from it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I'll go ahead and
okay.
I'll email it to you so you don't have to memorize all that.
Okay, that's okay. Now,
okay,
can I email all these things to you or fax them to you? My scanner doesn't work, so I'll have to fax some things. But the other
okay.
things I can do I can do it over email.
Yeah, so you can email and fax. So you can email some of them, fax some of them, whatever you want to do.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And will the fax number be on your email?
Yeah, so it'll be on my email. Mm-hmm. And then I have your email here listed as timberfallslumber@hotmail.com.
Yes.
And that's Falls with the S.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and send this over to you right now. When do you think you can get everything back to me?
I can do it right now.
Oh, perfect. All right. I'll look out for you for the email and the faxes, and I'll let you know once I get everything.
Fantastic.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.